Cubicon Custom Support. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had called because I had ordered something. It was a gift for doing a survey. When it hit my account, no one recognized it because it had a really weird name for an athletic place, and it had nothing to do about what I got. So the bank told me I needed to put a fraud alert on it and cancel my card. So, and I talked with you guys and I did that. But then when I talked with you guys, when I finally got a hold of somebody, then I understood what it was for. And it is something that I wanted. So I went back the same day to the bank and canceled the fraud thing and have handled that. Somebody at your location told me that the bank needed to call them, but the bank told me that they don't do that. That if you need something, that you can request, a letter if you're concerned about the fraud. They said, I can see it on my account where they actually gave you the money, but then they took it back. And then they told me at that point, my card is still good. The one you used is still good. And I wanted you to see. They told me just to tell you to run it again and it'll go through fine and there is no fraud alert on it anymore.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
I'm sorry.
Your zip code, please.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. What did you say that again for me?
Can you provide your zip code, please?
Zip code, yeah. I think when we were doing that, it was 30047. If it's not, then it's 30078.
What's your name, ma'am?
Wanda Roth, ROTH. I'm in the process of moving, and so I've changed some of my accounts over, and I'm not sure on that. I think that one may be the new one I gave you.
What's your other one, ma'am? It's 30078.
7 7 8, yeah.
Okay.
If it's matching it to the credit card, then I've already corrected the bank address, so it should be picking it up on the 7 8, I think.
So your last name is spelled ROTH?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify your address, please? Or your old address?
Old address is 3828 Lee Ridge Way, Southwest,
Your new address
Wilburn,
then.
Georgia.
Your new
I'm
address
sorry.
then. Your new address then.
New address is I 2440. I'm gonna have to look on that because I just changed it.
Okay.
Wisteria Drive. I don't know if that's what you're showing.
Yes, ma'am, you're just fine.
Okay, is that good
And
enough?
yes, ma'am, and the charge you were referring to, how much is the charge?
There were two. One was for $9.99, and another one for $3.99.
Okay, with that being said, ma'am, you ordered on February 10th, you ordered the dash camera, 745
Yeah, that's.
Japan dash camera, and it came with an SD card for the dash camera, which was $9.97, and it also
Yes.
came with a warranty also for $3.99.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
So I also had another charge. They had already charged me. That's what threw me off with the whole thing. They charged me the day I did it a seven, or how much was it? I think it was like 750, and it had a different name on it. Then when I did it, the order didn't show up that it was going to do the SD card. It's like it didn't show up, like it didn't go through. And so I had sent a message through your messaging system for help and asked for it to be added on. So I guess at some point they did, but they never contacted me. And then next thing I know, I had more charge than I didn't realize that they hadn't already done in that 750 or 7 whatever it was. I thought that was the charge for the $399 warranty and then the shipping, but I guess it was just the shipping. And so then I got two more charges, and they were made out to an athletic place, and that I have no knowledge of. That's why we did the fraud thing in the first place.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That's the only charges I'm showing on the account right now as you speak, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Yeah, the other one went through and didn't cause any problem because I knew that they did it right then, so I saw it on and I knew what it was. These other ones came later, a few days later, and or several days later, and I didn't recognize them, like I said, because of the way the name was put on them and the amount just didn't. But once I knew, then I fixed it, is what I guess. And so we've been trying to get it. I wanted to get it corrected on your end and see if I can still get that.
What are you referring, ma'am? Get what, ma'am? What are you referring to?
To the camera, that's what I was paying for when I ordered it. That's when I did the survey, it offered the night vision thing for free, and I wanted that. And so it ended up costing me, like you said, I paid the $9.99, I paid the $3.99, and I also paid a first payment of like I think it was around $7.50. I'd have to go back and look on it was a same card that this stuff was on too, but this stuff I didn't let go through because I didn't recognize it. But then I turned it around and they canceled the fraud thing that I had put on it to have to change my card, and then I was going to call you, and that's when I realized it was legit, but I just didn't recognize it.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I totally understand. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm trying to see is, can I still get that?
The dash camera?
Yes.
Oh, it was shipped to your address on Valentine's Day, which was February the 14th. It was shipped to your address on February the 14th at 10:08 a.m. It was shipped to your new address.
Okay, so that's a PO. Is that what you're showing, the 2440 Wisteria Drive?
Yes, ma'am. PO Box 10192. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's fine. It just hasn't been picked. I didn't realize it was going that quickly. Okay, so you guys still need to get paid, though, right?
For what charge,
because
ma'am?
For the $10.99 and the $3.99.
We already have got paid for the charges, ma'am. It already went through.
It did go through? Because on my account, it's not showing that it's going through.
You pay shipping and handling, it was already shipped out to your address. If it wasn't shipped, it usually say declined status, but it says shipped status, ma'am. And all your transactions were approved, ma'am.
Okay, so maybe when I talked with them last time, they figured it out. I just don't show. I show where it initially was hit the account, and then, like I said, we didn't recognize it, so it paid out, but then we canceled the card that same day that it hit. We canceled the card, but then the same day I put the card back on.
Yes, ma'am.
But then it sounded like from you guys, y'all were saying that you guys told me that I had to get a bank person to call you before you could do anything else with it. So I guess maybe that got handled without that being done. So as long as you show you're paid, it's fine. I just wanted to be sure.
on both ends. And I guess if something changes, you'll notify me or something. You're still there? Hello?
So I'm still here. I'm just reviewing your account mail.
Oh, okay.
Man, everything is, my end, everything is fine, ma'am, with the charges and everything.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So
okay.
Everything has been handled. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.